Here at the Roadhouse, we have learned that Los Angeles-based film company Almighty Dog Entertainment will be shooting an action film on the Iron Range, and will also be shooting a few scenes on the North Shore and in Duluth. On the phone now to tell us a little bit more about this is the film's director, Tino Strukman, who has, I think, made a specialty of action movies. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Tino.
Thank you so very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well,
and happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Finally, the week came to an end.
You have weeks in the film business? You have weekends in the film business?
No. Somebody does, but not on my pay grade now.
Why don't you start out by just telling us a little bit about the film you are going to be shooting?
It's an action film that's set in a small town in Eastern Europe. It centers around as human smuggling. I was in the army, and I saw a bit of that, and I always try to write something true to what I've seen and what I know. It's commercial. It's an action film about a little family that they all get killed by the bad guys, except for the daughter. She survives, and she takes up a rifle and become the female sniper that picks them off one by one. And the bad guy hires a team of former special forces to go in and get her, because they don't know who's doing it, and we don't know who's doing it. So now we've got the whole predator-like chase going on.
All right.
And we'll do all of that out here.
And the name of the film is, you pronounce it for me, if you would.
Yeah, I'm seeing a change of that. Sadanka's War.
Sadanka
being a Russian name for, actually it's a Russian name for little fish, but that didn't really work out well.
And she is the young woman you talk about who becomes the sniper.
Yes, she is.
And I presume that role is cast already.
That role is cast, because the whole film hinges on having a beautiful actress that can also do stunts and weapons handling and mm-hmm. fighting. And I was looking for Angelina Jolie's little sister.
Oh, yeah.
And I found somebody close enough. I guess everyone else are... we have a lot of professional wrestlers that's going to be in the movie that you see around on the circuits, and Raw and SmackDown and so on. And so there's a bunch of bad guys chasing after her.
And... You have made this type of movie a number of times before. Is that correct?
I have. It was the Army that started me taking pictures, and they stuck me in a recruitment commercial, and I was on the TV show E-Ring after I got out of the service, and they put me on the show because of my military experience, and it kind of took off from there. I wrote books on self-defense for women. And all I taught tactical firearms. And when you have to write, write what you know. Mm-hmm. So action is what I know. I have a degree in military history, and we do. I'm sure a lot of World War II films as well, because a lot of my friends, they came out of the military, became military reenactors. So now all my buddies, they've got guns and tanks and planes and what have you. And it just seems like a natural match, because action is easy to sell. So I have a distribution deal for action and war. And it's fun to make. It's something we know. We're all comfortable with weaponry and explosions and pyro, and we have enough experience from that background to make it look as real as we can and make it realistic on any budget, really.
It must take a lot of experience to be able to say we do this easily. It's not easy to do, I wouldn't think.
I have a lot of fun when I'm out in Hollywood, and I have to explain to the producer friends out there that the cheapest thing I do is the action. And what takes the longest is all the dialogue scenes, because I have to wait for the lighting and the sound and the setups. Action, we'll jump in a tank and we'll shoot some guns and blow some stuff up. That's not a problem, because we're used to that.
So you have a script or a storyboard, as they say, and you shoot a lot of film, and then when you finish, you try to piece it all together and bring it down to what length?
No, well, usually I just have a bunch of notes on napkins that we wrote while drinking in restaurants, and then we piece that together into a movie. No, we I thought we should do something traditional in L.A. and actually start with a script, of course.
Oh, great.
And try something novel. And
Who did you have to convince? You're the producer, too, right? So you...
I think, you know, sometimes people that just tell me that this is how things work. And you'll just go with a couple of hundred years of experience and listen to the old-timers.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe we should do it that way. We're looking at 98 minutes, and it'll be released in the spring, early summer next year. You'll see it out there.
And how did you choose northeastern Minnesota, and particularly the Iron Range, for a setting?
That credit will go entirely to the Film Commission and the RRRP.
By the Film Commission, are you referring to the Minnesota Film Board?
Yes, I am. And they have been so good to us. They have been so instrumental in bringing us up. If it hadn't been for those two entities, we would probably shot it. I guarantee you we would have shot it somewhere else. I've never had anybody that worked that hard to help a producer make a movie. I am so positive. If it was in any way legal for me to do so, while I was getting them in trouble, I would give them producer credits because they have gone beyond and above what anybody else has ever done for it. And I'm not just saying that. I'm trying to bring up a couple other films here as well. First thing I did after my first visit was go back to all my producer friends in L.A. and say, we have to shoot up here. Mm-hmm. This, not only are the incentives really, really good, it's also, you have everything that's beautiful and open, and people are incredibly friendly and helpful, and that makes it fun to come.
And the two organizations you're speaking of, is one is the Minnesota Film Board, is that correct? The Ricky McManus?
That's correct.
And is the other one the IRRR or IR?
That's the one with Mary Somnus, who I've been working with, who's sitting here laughing at me right now. Actually, we've been out on that location all day.
You're working on locations today.
I'm working right now.
Great weather for it. I'm sorry to interrupt, but is it the East European atmosphere that sort of fits the film?
The wonderful thing about Minnesota is it looks, the foliage is the same as most places in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Eastern Europe, you have the pines, you have all the green. That's why I never shoot in California, because I do either the World War II, or I do action set in Eastern Europe, because that's where I've been, and a lot of action things go on there. And everything in California is palm trees and desert, and I can't hide that into anything.
Sure.
So it looks like, when I say Eastern Europe, this could be it. This could, the World War II film we're looking at coming up here with later, set in France. This could be France. So I can make it look like anywhere, and that's what I really like.
Mm-hmm.
What I really would like, and I've been thinking about as I drive through all these small towns over here, is how I could make an action film in a small American town. Because we're going through Virginia, and it has such an American feel. That's such a classic American vintage feel, if you will. It reminds me of when you drive through the soundstage on Universal Studio backlot. That's what the back lot looks like, and you stand in an actual American town that looks like it, and it is absolutely wonderful.
And it's real, yeah.
It's real, and I think I don't think people living here, they appreciate just how beautiful and quaint that is.
Yeah, no, I think some of us do, so that's nice to hear. You've been out scouting locations now. What does that involve? I mean, how do you just drive around and take pictures, or
when it comes back to Mary and Ricky, they did. I sent them the script. They broke down every location on their own and picked out the places around here that looked like I was looking for a waterfall to jump. So we went to every waterfall that could be the right one till we found it. And then I put on my hiking shoes and crawled all over it to take pictures in every which direction, so I know when I show up with a camera crew where to set the cameras up and where to jump from and where to walk up bad guys and what's safe and what's not safe.
And what to blow up? Are you going to blow up things?
Maybe. Yes. It's an action film. I have to blow up.
Oh, of course. Well, there used to mine explosions or explosions for related to mining up there. Maybe that will not be a problem. But I tell you, if you're looking for a small port town in Europe, a little fishing village, we've got one over here in Grand Marais. You can come over and take a look at that on the north shore of Lake Superior. But
I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, you should come and take a look at us. We're speaking with Tino Strukman from Los Angeles, who's here in northeastern Minnesota to shoot an action film called Sedanka's War. At this point, it's called Sedanka's War. I mean, I detected Tino might be thinking that's a work in progress.
I can't have a movie come out if nobody can pronounce the title.
Yeah, maybe just take the S off of the beginning.
You know what? I will make it. Then I'll leave the distributors to call me up one day and say, you know what, we changed the name. Okay.
What I was going to say when I decided to take that little break is, I see you're looking for actors and extras. Can you tell us about what that might involve?
I'm going to be in Eveleth tomorrow for a few hours casting up there at the station, mm-hmm. at the Mesabi station, just for. I need some extras because we have an Eastern European village where we need to fill with men and women and kids and goats and horses. And I need some bad guys. I need to have some bad guys who know how to handle the weapons and maybe do little stunts. And Lord knows anybody with a blank converted firearm, give me a call. We're still looking for some military-style trucks, or if there's any armor of any age that want to come out. I need some bad guys to chase the good guys.
Boy, it sounds like, yeah, I think you'll find a few around here.
I found a few local professional wrestlers as well.
That look the part anyway, right.
That it does help if they look like they belong in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the Chinese population. It's just not that many of you guys.
Or the Swedish and Norwegian population over here. But
they look close enough.
On the Iron Range, you will find a wide variety of European nationalities there, and very interesting culture.
I heard that there's a very large Bosnian population out here. I was deployed there during the Civil War at one point, and I have not yet actually met any of them yet.
Yeah.
But you'd think I could. Maybe they don't make movies.
Yeah. Well, we don't make many movies up here already, so this is interesting for us in news, and we're certainly welcoming you here and hope you enjoy the experience. You begin filming right away in September, I gather, so coming soon. How long do you expect you'll be around?
Well, I'll probably come back on the 5th to start shooting on the 7th or 8th, and then we'll be here for... up until the 23rd, 4th, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I'm still finalizing the last of the shot list now that I've seen the last of the locations. But I would love to come back and shoot more movies here.
Well, good.
Since you have such a bunch of nice people and you got such a nice nature, I'm not sure I should go back to L.A. and tell everybody. And I got to tell you, you can't tell people I'm from L.A. I may live there.
I see.
But you can't make me one of them people.
Well, you tell me then. Where are you from?
Oh, you can tell me I'm from any southern state, or you can tell people I'm Danish German. Whatever makes you happy. Just don't say I'm from L.A.
Okay. So the name Strukman is Danish German.
That it is. We date back some 700 years to Germany, and family migrated to Denmark in 1440, and then we ended up here.
Yeah, are parts of the film being filmed somewhere else, like in L.A.?
We are going to be shooting. We're going to be shooting 2 days in L.A. We're going to have some of the name actors out there, and there's going to be some green screen scenes as well. And I was telling Mary that I think you have so many big properties out here. You should build a sound stage with a green screen. Because a green screen. That's where you put people in front of the screen, and then you make up the background digitally.
Oh, sure.
And a lot of movies are made that way now, and it would be helpful.
Uh-huh.
But once again, I don't really know if I'd want to. Maybe I want to hide you guys as a secret, so I just come up here and shoot and not tell anyone in L.A. about you. And all of a sudden you have all these people coming up here, and they drive hybrids, and they want to for tofu, and they wear sandals, and they're really generally very annoying. Next you see it, you're going to have vegetarian dishes, and
Well, we already have that. We have that. We everybody all the restaurants have to have a little bit of that, but yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask you, you are also, Mary that you mentioned, is that Mary Somnus?
That's correct.
Well, you got to say hello to Mary from me. She used to live here in Cook County, right down the lakeshore from where we are right now. So I'm very familiar with Mary Somnus.
Well, you're more than welcome to say hi to her. She's sitting here next to me right now. We've been looking at locations.
Well, hello, Mary. Okay, you mentioned earlier that you are also an author, and I'd like to just touch on that just a little bit. You've written a book designed to help women deal with stalking or stalkers, and
yes,
you've got a website, stalkingbook.com. Why don't you tell, and you've got a foundation set up to deal with some of the proceeds from that, and even from this movie, I understand. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that would actually very much, that's much more important to talk about than just making a silly movie.
Sure.
In my mind, because I did a lot of personal protection work when I was younger, and I started already when I was 19, and before, during, after the military, I did a lot of that, and I overcharged my celebrity clients and our big contracts so I could have myself and my people work for free for women with stalking problems. We assisted women shelters and women of no means that had to go to afraid to go to court to get a restraining order or to get a divorce, battered women situations. And I've been, forever since then, I kept coming face-to-face with the reality of how women are really treated around the world, not to mention in America. And young girls especially, it's frightening. So what I did was I wrote a book with all the advice that I had picked up over the years that for women, and especially about self-awareness, about safety, not about self-defense and fighting. That's something you can't learn from a book, but I advise all women, go learn self-defense. So I wrote it for something you can read, how to secure your house, travel, home, office, what to watch out for. And a lot of it is very common sense advice that a lot of, especially young girls, don't think about, because Lord knows college is a dangerous place. And men have a problem with how to treat women in this day and age. And for that, I put up the nonprofit as well. And all the movies I've made, part of my profits goes to various women's shelters. Some of them, if I do a war movie, it goes to the Wounded Warrior Foundation, because I was a soldier, and that's something that's dear to me. And that's why a lot of people have donated their work to our movies, because they know it goes for that. I have another book that's coming out that I'm actually doing a crowdfunding campaign for right now, where I want to have the book with all the advice for women downloadable for free to every girl in college and high school. And I'm trying to find a way of lobbying to colleges and high schools around the country, literally making it available and advise them, girls, to read this. Because girls need to stay safe, and guys, we really need to teach, especially, you know, dads, we need to teach our young boys how to treat women nowadays. And young girls, they need to learn how to stay safe and what's acceptable and what's not. And that's how I was raised. And my granddad always said that chivalry is not dead because I say so. And I figured if that's a legacy I can leave behind, that's far more important than making movies. That's entertainment. Everything else is life and safety for our daughters and our children and our brothers and sisters. And those are the people we really need to cherish.
Well, Tino,
women make a life night.
That's a very positive and excellent way to end our little conversation today. I wish you all the luck in the world with your foundation and your work and with the film. And I hope you enjoy your time here in Minnesota, and that you'll come back, and we'll talk to you again here on the Roadhouse. Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome, and I'm glad you volunteered to be an extra.
Okay, I'll be there.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.